Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Really good.
Now, today, so...
What have you brought us?
How many people out there have heard of juggalos? Raise your hand. No, you're driving.
Raise your metaphorical now, radio hand.
Some of you haven't, so that's cool. You're going to be open-minded and you're going to listen. But I feel like it's putting us in a position... I don't want to completely make fun of people.
No.
You know, and just people. And, you know, because where I actually come from as an ethnomusicologist, we actually come from anthropology, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, this is what people do. This is what it tells us about human nature.
Totally.
So I'm going to try to not judge. But they're...
That's your preface.
Yeah, they're a little loopy. Or it's easy to think that,
It's easy to see how that could be.
So there's a band called Insane Clown Posse from Detroit, Michigan. And we're talking sort of the 90s. And, man, you know, unattractive white men, let's just say it. I mean, because they say it. That's part of their thing, that they grew up fat and ugly and got made fun of and got left out of. So when they became this weird horrorcore rap band, they wore black and white clown makeup.
Okay.
And somehow they start calling
I am the jester society made me.
Oh, yeah. Right, Joker cards, you know, the Dark Carnival. Like, there's got a whole lot of stuff behind it. And somehow the fans started being called juggalos. I mean, you know, they approved it. It's all part of the thing. And they have this gathering of the juggalos. I think they started in 2000 and they still go. And 10 to 20,000 people at their peak.
Wow.
20,000 people.
Wow. That's a lot of clowns in one space.
Well, yeah, because let's figure not all juggalos
get to go.
You know,
they probably only need, you know, one or two cars to get there.
So there's a great documentary
on
them.
Thanks,
really good
job. Oh my God. Wow. Took me a while.
I was honestly just like, please, someone.
It was the eyebrows that did it. Like the searching eyebrows across the desk.
I didn't get it.
Sorry.
Wow. Wow, are you a dad?
I am. Yep, I'm a dad.
You just gave birth. You're a dad.
I'm a dad now. Oh dear. But yeah, 20,000 people is a lot of people.
Yeah, considering, you know, that obviously then there'd be hundreds of thousands of more fans. And yeah, so the 2012 documentary about them, you know, just, okay, let's just say bizarre looking. One of their hairstyles, they call it spider legs. It's kind of like white people cornrows, but they're so thin they just poke out, so spider legs.
Yeah.
The clown faces, multiple colors, horror, you know, horror themes.
Lots of neon fishnet type kind of stuff going on. Yeah.
And or quite monochrome.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
black and white with red.
Yeah,
black and white. Oh, yes. So they're really easy to make fun of. But like when you watch the documentary, you know, it's really that sort of loner, loser, left out. This is my family.
Mm.
Now, they could be loner, loser, left out because they were poor or fat or just didn't fit in or because they're juggalos.
Right.
You know, like
there's two sort of sides
which
there.
Came first.
And then, so I read one thing that's saying going to the gathering of the juggalos is like an alternate universe where all of a sudden you're cool.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's awesome.
And, you know, not to make some spurious connection, but we can see what young people who are unmoored and unhappy can do.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's important to have communities.
Yeah. Anytime you find a family and acceptance, you know, because, you know,
that's
a lot of people feel that way.
Big thing.
So we're going to play, you're going to play Dark Lotus, which is everyone. It's Insane. It's a super group. It's a Juggalo super group.
All right.
And Insane Clown Posse are in it.
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my homies, members of the Lord.
That's quite kind of cute, though. You know, he's got love for his homies. He wouldn't trade his fans for anyone. That's actually really wholesome.
Good for you. Now, as a rap person myself, I don't rate the quality.
Okay.
Psychopathic, that's the way it goes.
But, you know,
it's quite... Yeah. This is actually quite wholesome, though. The lyrics in this are like, I've got my people around me. I call them when I'm feeling down. I rate that. I don't necessarily like the sound.
Well, and there's a Juggalo code. You know, it's like, treat women with respect. We accept all races.
Juggalos sound cool.
Don't say the N-word. Don't act naughty in front of kids or swear. You know, they're trying to
be cool, man.
Yeah, this sort of, you know, wholesome. I mean, they're super into weed, super into sex. Apparently, you know, it's all about, if you're a woman, if you're a juggalette, take your top off.
Have a great time.
You know, yeah. So it's like, yeah, wholesome partying.
They sound like fun.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you would have a good time.
This is the dark carnival.
Dr. Zimke is cringing.
Yeah. Sorry to any actual rap fans out there.
So I said, who's heard of Juggalo? Raise your eyebrows, roll your eyes.
It is a family, though. This is the title of the song, right? Juggalo family, and it gives belonging, an intense niche belonging.
I also think there's a lot of people, we were talking about this the other day, trying to work out, there's a lot of people who've pulled on Juggalo culture.
Yes.
And just turned it into...
Yeah, I just went and queued up another artist in case we wanted to see a modern rap artist who is referencing Juggalo in a lot of his work.
In positive, negative, exploratory.
Yeah.
Well, they've managed to pull a lot of interesting artists to the gathering. So there's the main NSYNC Clown Posse and Psychopathic Records sort of core group. But over the years, they've had Busta Rhymes, Ice-T, Vanilla Ice, Bone Thugs, Lil Jon, Funkadelic.
Whoa.
And then metal bands as well, because it is that sort of...
It kind of has that weird in-between.
Horrorcore, yeah. So it's a little metal-y. It's all Ohio, Michigan, Illinois. You know, that
mid.
Yeah.
Is it kind of an internet product? You know, like, did the internet help this thing? I feel there's sort of like a chat room vibe going on here.
I mean, there has to be, but it does seem more face to face than other internet things. You know what I mean? You know, there's a lot of things that is like mostly internet.
Purely internet.
This does seem like they have a drink.
They have a drink.
Oh yeah, what's the drink?
Faygo.
Is it like a cocktail or something?
No, it's a Michigan produced. So it's sort of about supporting your local. It's a Michigan produced soda.
That's very cute.
Fanta. I mean, but Faygo, and they have like a symbol. This guy with a hatchet, and people get tattoos, and then there's also a clothing line.
Very cool. It's like skate culture, but clowns.
Now, they also, they've gotten a little bit political, too, because the FBI classed them as a gang. And they were really mad to be sort of investigated like that, saying, like, hey, we're positive. And also, if one or two of our idiots, you know, rob a house or do something silly.
That's not on the whole Juggalo community. Mean,
yeah, 100 thousands of fans should be observed. So that's been sort of interesting. I think also interesting for white people to go, what, you're classing us as a gang? You know, sort of shoes on the other foot. So, and, you know, they even in recent years been sort of speaking out about voting and, you know, unity. Like, you know, so they're not a political group, but...
But they have politics.
They don't shy away from it. Yeah.
Is very it cool. Predominantly white American?
Yes, white working class men.
Right,
okay.
I mean, they say open to, you know, all races, and when you watch the video, there are, you know, there is some diversity, but it's definitely been a space for, you know, white working class men.
Okay, cool. Good stuff.
So are we going to play Tech N9ne?
Tech N9ne.
Now, he's actually good. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Far out. But he's got links, like he's not fully Juggalo, but
he's got one foot in the Juggalo world.
Yeah, they love him, and he does the dark stuff, and he does some face painting stuff.
It's kind of, it does have that sort of like early 2000s Eminem-esque kind of thing going on as well, just like a little bit, I think maybe it's the...
Very much, like one of the Juggalo artists that they like, and he's with Psychopathic Records, is called Esham, and he, a lot of people think Eminem copied him.
Okay.
Very much the sound. And, you know, from Michigan and Detroit, you know, similar area, so it is, you know, there's definitely links. I mean, he has beef with Juggalos, but that's because...
who doesn't even not have a bit of beef with, let's be real?
That's right, who doesn't? If you don't, who are?
At the national
party.
But
he is from the same, you know, stock.
Yeah. Oh, I've actually heard this song. I've definitely heard this song.
Yeah. No, Tech N9ne is quite respected. And, you know, doing like this song's called Dysfunctional. you know, talking about mental health and how you feel and, you know, well, it's about turning sort of anger and aggression someplace.
Game didn't change, so I've been forced into retirement. But I made moves and I paid dues and I got common sense. Since I came,
you can hear Eminem too, right? That sort of storytelling.
Yeah.
Also, Tech N9ne's known for being one of those choppers, which are the super fast rappers. They can get really fast.
Desperate need, I hope it's coming quick. I rack my brain to find a lane that's gonna bring me some change. But it's so strange, my life has changed and I am not the same.
Yes, it is quite wholesome, all of it. Like, the lyrics are like...
Okay, you go watch the documentary, then you come back and tell me.
Tell me it's wholesome.
No, you're right. I think their intent is wholesome. It's just, as an outsider, they seem weird, but that's kind of part of the brand, right?
Isn't that all culture, like subcultures, though, to anyone on the outside? It's like, what the heck is going on over there?
Yeah, outsider.
And then maybe fashion will suddenly be like, actually, we're going to borrow some stuff from punks, and now mainstream's like, oh, punk's quite trendy, you know, like...
Yeah, and so, you know, it
the
looks
shocking. The are just waiting for their day.
And you can laugh at them, but then you can see, like, that they're finding value in community.
Someone's texted in, Eminem and Insane Clown Posse have no love for each other. So there is definitely beef there. I would like to see
them throw hands. I think there's beef and lamb and pork.
I would like to see them throw hands in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. And SNL has some pretty good parodies of
Juggalos.
Oh, they're very cute. But the evil keep on seeping out. Emotions get the best of me. Messed up and then y'all get the rest of me. Depressed and stressed for like my destiny. I know y'all think less of me because I'm always sick and I can't let it be. Pharmaceutical soup be the best recipe. It's going to be the death of me.
Right on, man. The coach is the coach. Why I keep throwing them pills down my throat. Dysfunctional blood to do. Smoking Bombay can give me feng shui. But I wish that it all would go away. Or maybe I should pray for Jesus Christ to just impretzel me. Try to pray for change, but sometimes it feel like it lets it be. So I just take another couple doses. So interesting lyrics, some of them.
The other thing I mentioned in lectures, if I ever bring them up, is something we call moral panic, which is when people just get hype about something not like, really based on reality.
No.
And so, Juggalos is something that, you know, like the FBI were investigating them and people are like, oh my God, they're a gang and it's dangerous, or is it satanic, or are they violent? And the media loves it and then jumps on the train without, like, the reality.
Yeah.
And like you said, you're finding it wholesome. So they really make an effort to try to say what they're about.
Yeah.
To dispel the sort of moral panic around them.
Yeah.
We have segued into ABK, or Anybody Killer.
Now, he's a Native American, and he does...
Awesome.
...sort of Native American stuff, cannabis culture, it's called, and peyote, and... You feel even if it's a life of sin.
Everybody gotta watch their back. Be alone, so watch your back. Of the three we've heard, I rate this one the most so far.
So he's from Detroit as well. 2004, this song. Be alone, so watch your back. Everybody walking their own path, but at the end, you can't go back. Ever since I've been in jail cell, murder's been committed. Thou should not kill, then who's the one sinning? After end of all of this.
So is there still a prevalent sort of Juggalo scene out there at the moment?
Yeah.
It's still going strong.
I think they sort of passed their peak as far as attendance at the gathering.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to keep it strong. And then, of course, they enter in the same stuff as anything else, sort of politics with the record label and who's on and who's off and who's signed and which bands have split up. So, you know, they've suffered that same fate that we've seen everything.
Who's cool, who's not cool.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
And people fall apart and they get older and... So I think, you know, it's struggling to maintain it, and I don't know, you know, how long it will last, but it is, they still have the gathering.
Yeah, totally. They still have the annual gathering of the Juggalos. It's like the Ride of the Valkyries or something.
Gathering. I mean, it's pretty amazing, one band to spawn.
Totally. And also, you know, it is like, for all we take the piss a little bit here, it is actually really cool that there is a big community of people. I always think it's hard to ever be too cynical about something that a lot of people feel is bringing good things into their lives, you know?
Yes, and if it can make lonely, depressed people feel good
feel part
and not shoot people, that is a good thing.
That's very important.
Well, this is more about society that...
phone that rings in this, I keep thinking, is the phone in the studio? I'm like, what?
You know, that we do create a society that creates loneliness and depression,
yeah, totally.
You know, and so, you know, people are just going to use whatever strategies and, you know,
make a space for themselves.
Yeah, and music's an important, you know,
so
space
the,
for that.
What was the name of this artist again, Sarah?
This is Anybody Killer or ABK.
Now, what was the modern one you were going to say?
Well, it's debatable. So Denzel Curry has an album out called Zoo, in which the accompanying aesthetic isn't very juggalo. His hair is like a cross between dreadlock and the spider.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But his singles before Zoo came out, he's wearing clown. It's kind of like a cross between monochrome clown and kind of a southern voodoo type white.
Yeah, yeah, Tech N9ne does that too. Yeah, yeah.
So he's kind of using bits of that aesthetic and a very angry, confronting style. But he's otherwise just known as an excellent run-of-the-mill South Florida rapper.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's definitely the sort that could appear at the gathering. You know what I mean? He would fit in, you know, because we've got kind of weird names, but it's like whatever fits, whatever that crowd would like, whatever celebrates them. Yeah, no, he definitely obviously, you know, was inspired or wants to touch on it or reach out to it, whether he would identify as juggalo.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I was like, oh, I better not speak out of turn and upset all the Denzel Curry fans because there are, well, upset the juggalos. There are a lot of Denzel Curry fans at BFM, but...
Yeah. No,
but
it's interesting.
It's definitely, definitely drawing on some of that vibe.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, with the movie It coming out, let's just be honest, you know, the whole clown...
Too.
I know. Oh, God. The whole clown and darkness and horror, you know, like, it's a thing that would inspire lots of people.
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you very much, Juggalo. What a wild ride. What was that documentary you mentioned? Because that sounds kind of cool. If people might want to go check that out.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's 2012, and I think, you know,
documentary 2012, you'll find it.
Gathering of the Juggalos.
Well, thank you very much, Kirsten. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
It's called American Juggalo.
Oh, there we go.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.